my favorite podcast, Concert Blast.
I am Kara Reisner. I'm listening to Concert Blast.
This is Charles with Live Nation, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is April from Nashville, Tennessee. You're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Mark Johnson from Starwood Amphitheater, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Stephanie from Watertown, Tennessee, and you're listening to my favorite guys from Concert Blast.
This is the Mitchell Madness, and I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast. Yeah, yeah, yeah!
I took a walk down a road, it's the road I was meant to stay. I see the fire in your eyes, but a man's gotta make his way. So are you toughing up for my love? Close your eyes to the heaven above. I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
Hi and welcome to Concert Blast. This is Mike Arnold.
Along with Tom Thompson.
And Brian Hasbrook.
And we are here at Starwood Amphitheater. Waiting to see who, Tom?
I'm really waiting to see Cinderella.
We're supposed to go down here and meet someone from Live Nation. Live Nation's going to get us in tonight. Put Brian on the list to have a photo pass, and you're pretty excited about that, huh?
Yeah, I am.
Brian likes taking pictures, and does a good job with it, too. Let's talk to some of these people around here. Man, there's some great people around here. Hey, can you talk to me for a minute? So you're an 80s rocker, huh?
Uh-huh. Right. Way back.
How about you?
Big 80s.
Big 80s.
Way biggest, back
biggest
80s.
You ever seen.
Well, how about Cinderella?
Oh, yeah.
Love them.
Yeah.
That's who I come.
Oh, really?
Cinderella, I've never seen. Cinderella is who I want to see.
All right. You like Cinderella?
Yeah.
Who you like? What you like? Really? Nobody's Fool, maybe?
Yeah.
Last train.
Oh, last, yeah.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you guys. Hey, yeah, come on over here and talk to me. Come on over. What's your name? Where are you from?
Shannon.
From
Brentwood. Rowena from Brentwood.
Mark, Brentwood.
All right, right. Now, who are you here to see tonight?
Cinderella.
All right. What's your favorite Cinderella song?
Coming Home.
You ever seen them before?
Yeah.
Many times?
This might be on my third.
Third?
Yeah.
Here?
Or
other places?
Yeah.
Here?
Great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Y'all enjoy yourself tonight.
What about Cinderella?
Hey, Gypsy Road can't take me home.
He knows I got
drive all
song.
Night just to see the light.
What's your name? Where you from?
I'm the Mitchell Madness, and I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, brother.
That's great.
You'll love our podcast. Most of the stuff we do is classic rock stuff.
I will. You know.
Get on there. Listen to it. Listen to yourself.
Yeah, that's all I want to hear.
That's all you want to hear?
That's all you want
to hear. All right, man.
Matter, brother. We'll see you, brother.
Take care. I think it's going to be a good night tonight. We got a pretty good crowd here. This is going to be a good show. Cinderella, Darwood Amphitheater here in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm looking forward to see Cinderella. I don't believe I've ever seen them.
Well, that's what Brian was saying earlier. He has never seen them before. I've seen them at least twice. And I tell you what, Tom can put on a show.
Yes. Listen to the live album today, and that guy's got a voice that could go just as well live as he can in the studio.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, I tell you what, I think at least probably 40% of the people here for Cinderella.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, from talking to the people in line, yes.
A lot of Cinderella shirts and Cinderella lookalikes and all that kind of good stuff, too.
Yeah.
Well, you think Brian's a little excited? He got him a photo pass, so he gets to get into the photo pit and kind of scrunch in there with the rest of the guys.
Yeah, he's comfortable again, isn't he?
He's very comfortable. He's got to make sure he gets that money's worth out of that camera there of his.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cinderella's about to hit the stage. Here we go. Cinderella.
Now we want to talk about Cinderella.
Yeah, boy. Man, I tell you what, this is one show I was excited about seeing.
Oh, boy. Were you?
Man.
The fans out front were pretty excited, too.
Yeah, I saw a lot of T-shirts with Cinderella on there, so I know there was a pretty big audience for them to come to Starwood Amphitheater, Nashville, Tennessee.
I would describe the stage, and I'm going to do my best, but I was right up against it, and we saw it up front, and when we first got there, the curtain that they had draped in front of the stage was not even up. What they did have is, of course, multiple barricades because they had to keep the people away for when they hung the curtain from the front of the stage. Basically, when Cinderella took the stage, there was a large banner in front of them, and you could only hear the beginning riffs of a song called Bad Seamstress Blues.
Before the band came out.
And I said, oh, Thomas, I wonder what he's acting like right now. How was it back there, Thomas?
I tell you what, man, my adrenaline was going 90 miles an hour.
Yes. So was about 12,000 other fans.
Yes, they were. But what I was so excited about is Tom Kiefer hit the stage. Eric Brittenhead hit the stage.
The second that first bam of the guitar started, they broke into falling apart at the scene.
Did he not look bad on stage?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he had these big old dark shades.
He did,
about
man.
The size of soup bowls.
They were huge. I couldn't believe they were that big, too, man.
They covered from, like, his cheekbones up to the middle of his forehead, man.
But I loved his outfit. He had this long, like, it was some type of draped long gown, like. Kind of looked like who, Mike?
He looked to me like Steven Tyler.
He did, man.
Young one, yeah.
He had the leopard skin thing happening, too.
Yes, he did.
But had the scarves hanging off his
mic. Sure did. Yep. That's their tradition, too. They do that also.
Tom Kiefer's hair was just shoulder length. It wasn't all the way down his back like it had been in the past.
That's right.
And a lot of you guys who are thinking back to the 80s period when Cinderella was big, they don't have the big hair anymore, guys.
No, not at all.
Eric Brittenhead doesn't even have blonde hair.
No, and while you mentioned Eric Brittenhead, I tell you what, we met him back at Exit Inn about, what, 6-8 months ago?
Yes.
And nice guy. And what surprised me with him is he had this big old cowboy hat. He had back to his dark hair. And I tell you what, he looked bad on stage, didn't he?
Man, he's scary looking.
I mean, good bad.
Well, he has now coal black hair.
Yes.
And a little mustache and a little goatee, I think. And he had the leather cowboy hat, and he was black leather from head to foot.
He was
cool looking.
He was very cool. Very cool.
Guys, I was lucky enough to be up front for their first three songs, and I happened to station myself pretty much in front of their lead guitarist, Jeff LaBar. He was out there. He came out there in a long sleeve, kind of white mesh shirt. And I can't remember. I think he had leather pants on, which was kind of extreme considering how hot it was.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he is one heck of a player.
He really was, man. He can play that guitar.
I'll tell you. And, of course, backing all this up, playing a really solid, heavy drum is Fred Curry.
Fred definitely knocked those drums out for sure.
But what I was impressed with most of all was Tom Kiefer's guitar playing.
I knew you were going to say that, man. He is phenomenal. He takes a lot of the leads and shares it with Jeff.
I don't think I've ever seen Cinderella. If I had, they were opening act for somebody when they first came out, and I didn't know who they were.
Right.
But I tell you what, I was very impressed with Tom Kiefer's performance, his energy level, his guitar playing, his vocal range.
Yes.
The way he sounds live versus the way he sounds in the studio there's no difference.
He's great, man. He's great.
He is just a powerful entertainer.
I mean, he really stands out, too, on stage, man. I mean, he just really takes over the stage. He doesn't stand still. He gets around, and he loves to perform. You could tell.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely the front man of that band. And I was like Mike. I had never seen Cinderella. Never. And I was really shocked how often he took lead duties.
Yes, so. He really did.
To introduce this next song, Tom Kiefer had his guitar on. He took it off. He grabbed his microphone stand. He yells to the crowd, "Let's get loud!"
Yeah.
They didn't have a problem doing that, did they?
They, man, they love that. They were definitely getting loud then.
And they rocked right into the song,
Push, Push. I tell you what, the crowd just went crazy there, and I'm telling you, people were there to listen to some Cinderella, man.
A lot of Cinderella fans here at this show.
No doubt. I tell you what, that's when Tom Kiefer got to the mic and said, "Hello, Nashville, good evening."
Yeah.
They were just so excited. He was excited about being there, you could tell.
And a lot of you might not know this, but Tom Kiefer has been a resident of Nashville, as well as Eric Brittenham.
Yes.
They have lived here for several years. I know Eric still lives here. I'm not sure if Tom still lives in Nashville.
Fred, I think they all might have lived.
Then they broke right into, "Somebody save me."
I just love that song too.
And of course, Tom and I, Mike, love that song. We just can't hit the notes.
No kidding. Well,
not a lick.
Well, unfortunately, that's when, after that song, Brian had to leave, didn't you, Brian?
And at this point is when Tom took his glasses off.
And you could actually see those big old glasses come off and actually see his face, because those glasses covered up most of his face.
The photographers had to leave, so now he takes his glasses off. And they go right into the great song of theirs called
Night Song. Definitely, he slowed down the tempo there a little bit, but it was a good point to bring that song in, I thought.
He brought out his double neck guitar.
The crowd was ready for some little bit of action, and then guess what? They broke into Hot and Bothered. That's one thing I thought was cool about it is what stood out about that song is here comes Tom Kiefer showing his talent on this double neck electric guitar.
Wasn't
it looked bad.
Big white Gibson SG double neck, I believe.
I think you're right, man. Yeah. It looked gorgeous. Man, I tell you what, Tom can play that thing too, boy.
They thank everybody for the 20 years they've been together. It picks up a 12-string acoustic. And he cranks right into one of the crowd favorites,
Heartbreak Station.
She took the last train out of my heart. She took the last train. Now I think I'll make a new start. She took the last train out of my heart.
And I love how that song starts off, and I mean, it just such a great blending into that song. We see Tom come on out of the stage, and he's switching guitars, and he's all of a sudden taking his acoustic 12-string and swaps it for an electric 12-string.
That's right.
They come out with what, Brian?
Coming Home.
Coming home, man. That's what they acted like, too, man. It's like, you know, Nashville is kind of like coming home to them, I'm sure, too. Another great song by them.
Then Tom Kiefer says, "Hey, you want some shelter tonight out there, people?"
Well, I'll give you some shelter. So what are you going to shelter, man?
Shelter me.
We'll be right back.
Oh, one thing I like about when they played Shelter Mary Guys, when Tom came out, actually played saxophone. I didn't even know he played saxophone.
Oh, man.
He really impressed me with his talent throughout the night.
He was, man. I tell you, he just picked up that sax and just took it like he did his guitar, man. He's just incredible.
Absolutely. But after that song, they went into a kind of, it's not really a ballad, but it has the feel of kind of a ballad. And it's a great sing-along song, which is the song Nobody's Fool.
Hear the people singing that song, couldn't you, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
And the next song, everybody was singing.
I guarantee. I think, and of course, that song is
Gypsy Road. I'm driving all night. I end up in the same old place. I'm Gypsy Road. Can't take me home. I drive all night just to see the light. My Gypsy Road. Can't take me home.
That song, when we were talking about it, you know, while they were playing it, that is a tough song to sing. I mean, those vocal ranges have to get up there. And I think Tom kind of had to sing a little bit in a lower key, don't you think, guys?
Yeah. What I liked about that song also is the flaming sparklers they had on stage going off during that song. That was neat looking.
That was cool looking.
The bomb.
So again, Gypsy Road is definitely one of the crowd's favorite for sure.
And then, you know, they said goodnight. Good Listen night, to Gypsy. What it sounded like.
Not this good.
My goodness, I tell you what, you told me you wait till you see Cinderella. I've never seen them before. Tom, you seen them how many times?
Twice.
We're waiting on them to come back for their encore.
Yeah.
It looks to be about 10 or 12,000 people here tonight, and they're going crazy.
They're all on their feet, and they can't get enough.
For the whole show, they've been that way.
Really
Tom Kiefer knows how to handle a crowd, doesn't he?
He is a showman, I tell you what, man. He knows how to rock them.
Let's see what they get when they come back. Sing. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Yes, sirree, man.
They want more, aren't they?
And they came back on the encore.
And then they went into their next big song is You Don't Know What You Got. Till it's gone.
Don't know what you got till it's gone. Don't know what it is I did so wrong. Now I know what I've got. It's just this song. And it ain't easy to get back. Takes so long.
Another crowd favorite, and everybody just going crazy.
They were definitely singing, weren't they?
Yes, I mean, everybody was just ready. They were just ready to sing on that. All right, Nashville, you want to rock and roll some more?
That's right, everybody's saying yeah.
And of course, they hit into the big rock and roll song,
Shake Me!
Another song too, where I mean, he really got to stretch those vocals out there too, and I mean, he was
Tom was doing the best he could, wasn't he, Brian?
Yeah, but there was one thing when he says all night, he just couldn't hit it. And he tried to turn that over to the crowd, and that's okay a couple times, but when you do it every time after Shake Me, all night, I mean, you can't keep doing that.
No, I mean,
so it would have been nice to say they had a couple background vocals in there.
They left the stage, and they were showing their appreciation for Nashville.
They really were
enjoying the crowd's reaction. From the very beginning to the very end, people were on their feet. The whole place, probably about 12,000 people.
Yeah, I'd say 12,000, 13,000, yeah. Something like that.
Man, they were just yelling the whole time and singing along. The crowd, they won the crowd over. Listen to what some of the fans said about the show.
Hey, guys.
Tell us about Cinderella. What'd you like?
Oh, Tom Kiefer's voice.
Got it,
he still got it after all these years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Stephanie from Watertown, Tennessee.
All right. What's your name? Where are you from?
Otis from Watertown.
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 All right.
Hey, did you like Cinderella tonight?
Yes, sir.
All yeah. right. What did you like so much about them?
They were cool.
I'm cool, though.
Well,
yeah, but you
had a good stage show. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't have a good stage show, do I?
And they made fire.
Okay, now, here's our time to rate.
That's right. Okay.
Here we go, Tom.
Here we go. Well, I'd probably give it about an 8.5. And the reason being is, yes, it was so exciting to see Cinderella. It's one of those shows that you think you'll never see him again, and it was great to see him. Yeah, I mean, Tom Kiefer, I mean, I just love you to death, man. But I know those songs are tough to get to it, and, you know, yep, like Brian said earlier, probably that's when you probably need a couple background singers there, but I'll give it 8.5.
I thought he did really well on his vocals, and especially with the range that he sings with. I didn't like the profanity. I didn't like that at all. He had it wasn't much, but it was some. About probably 4 or 5 times he did some profanity. And again, people think you have to have that for your rock and roll image, and I will say immediately a point taken away for that. I thought their set list was great. I don't know if I could have put a set list together that would have been even better. I thought their song arrangements were good. I thought Tom Kiefer's talent on his sax, on the lead guitar, on the acoustic guitar. I thought the whole band, Fred was solid on the drums. I was more impressed with theirs than I thought I ever would be.
Yeah, he looked cool. He looked the part too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did look the part of a good rock and roll bass player. But he also, they all had good backup vocals too at points, and I didn't know Eric could do that harmony in the background. He did good. With my taste and all, I will have to say I will give it a 7.5.
Okay, Brian, your turn, bro.
Okay, what I got to say about this, I'm going to say it up front, about 8.2. The reason for that rating is not because of musicianship, but this mere fact that Tom's voice, it just didn't quite hold up.
Well, I thought it did.
I thought he was kind of reaching toward the last couple songs.
Oh,
he was. Yeah, he's fine.
I'm not saying the whole time. I mean, they started off really great, but I don't know whether that was just part of their stage presence to let the crowd take over more and more, especially during Shake Me. But you can't say one bad thing about stage presence, performance, musicianship, and the vocals at the beginning. But, you know, I still take it away a little bit for the rest of it. Okay, guys? I thought, all in all, they were a great, great live band.
Yes, I would. If you're a Cinderella fan, you will love this show. If you don't mind profanity, if you like their songs a lot, this will be the show for you to see. I will say that.
No doubt, because it's definitely like the greatest hits 20-year tour. So you definitely get to hear most of their big hits when you go see them.
Oh, yeah. I would wholly recommend it. Like I said, maybe there's reasoning behind stuff that we observed that we didn't understand. Who knows? But all in all, I would recommend this show highly.
Absolutely, guys. All right. That's all I got. Y'all got anything else?
That's it.
Not me. Okay. All right, again, guys, we want to thank our sponsors. We definitely want to thank Live Nation, guys. If it wasn't for you, we could not bring this show to you. So thanks, Jennifer and Charles of Live Nation. Absolutely. And again, guys, hey, I know you might get tired of hearing it, but guys, we really need your votes. So
well, we never get tired of saying it, though, Tom.
We don't, do we?
Yeah, thank you, Cinderella Management, for allowing Brian to go down and take pictures.
Yes.
And Tom, I just wish you'd taken off your shades one song earlier, man.
Yes.
Yeah, we'd like to get a close-up on you, but there probably was a reason behind that, too. But
That's right, man. I still think Tom, he looked good, man.
Yeah, I still think he has it.
Yeah, he's definitely got
it. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, again, we want you to vote for us, Podcast Alley, right next, right below Podcast Alley is Frapper. So, again, we'd love to hear where you're coming from. We won't hunt you down, will we, Brian?
No, we won't.
So, for Concert Blast, this is Tom signing off.
This is Mike signing off.
And this is Brian.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Woo! I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.
Boom, 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 boom.